Earlier this week, the Zimbabwe military put President Mugabe under house arrest in what looked like a coup, but was said to be an attempt to prevent Mugabe's wife Grace from taking power and allow the former vice president to take it. Today, though, Mugabe was allowed to leave his home to preside over a university graduation. So is he really on his way out? Harry Davies is the managing editor of the Harare News in Zimbabwe. He joins us now by Skype. Harry, what's your take on that appearance at the university?
I think a lot of Zimbabweans were pretty outraged to see him in public like that. But analysts are saying it was a smart move by the army to allow that appearance. It gave an air of normalcy and calm to the situation. It's clear to everyone there's absolutely no going back on what they've done so far. And there's no doubt in my mind, certainly, that they're going to keep pushing ahead with their plans.
Yesterday, we also had pictures of the 93-year-old Mugabe posing and smiling with those military leaders who are keeping him in his home. And so some are concerned that he's managed to work some sort of backroom deal.
I think the leading theory on that front is that Mugabe's been buying himself time while he waits for leaders from the region to wade in, as they did at the last election, which many people saw as rigged and violent. The regional leaders endorsed that election, and they're hoping that they'll stand by that endorsement and wade in to restore Mugabe to power. Mugabe is extremely wily and intelligent politician. He's fended off very fearsome and brave foes over and over and over again over 37 years. And he's not a man who is told what to do. It's going to take even more pressure than he's under now to make him resign. But even as we speak, that pressure is mounting, and civil society, opposition parties, and even his own ZANU-PF party are, as we speak, uniting to come together for what some people are calling a mega march, a mega demonstration, call it what you will, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in Harare.
Yeah, and remind people, you know, we've been reporting on this, but why the upset?
Mugabe became president of Zimbabwe in 1980, the first president soon after independence, and immediately almost showed his true colors by getting rid of political opposition in Matabeleland through the covert killing of nearly 20,000 people. That track record continued. Time and time again, Mugabe maneuvered through elections in a dubious manner until ultimately it was just plain for everyone to see. It was outright rigging. There was horrendous election violence, and the corruption just got worse and worse. We've been through hyperinflation, gross human rights abuses, and we're currently entering a second phase of hyperinflation.
But his replacement, Mnangagwa, also was implicated in atrocities and ethnic massacres and said to be corrupt. But we're hearing that much of the world just sees him as the best option to Mugabe.
Mnangagwa has been the man winning the elections for Mugabe using the army. But I think people are so anxious to see Mugabe, and not just him, but his wife, who was vying to be president and whom everybody's very afraid of. They wanted to see those two gone as a first step towards democracy down the line.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow with this march, Harry. Harry Davies, managing editor of the Harare News in Zimbabwe. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.